This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
All right, we got big news today. We got to get into it. Had a plan for the show, Mike, but then we get some breaking news. The Brendan Sorsby story, so we'll get into that. And I am officially over the hashtag Dirty 30. It's driving me crazy. The Rockies had plenty of opportunities to get us a win over the weekend. Again, against Milwaukee, good team, but had their chances. Just crumbled late in several games. It's frustrating to my face and my head. Mike, we got a busy one and a short time to do it. The whole show starts now. Segment at noon, at the crack of noon, called the Top Stories of the Day. I try to reserve some of the bigger national stories for that segment, but there are times when the national stories just take over and we can't ignore it for an hour, Michael. Yeah, kind of breaking. News this morning, Texas Tech star quarterback Brendan Sorsby has been granted a temporary injunction against the NCAA that could clear the way for him to play for the Red Raiders in 2026, Max Olson reports on ESPN. They originally declared him ineligible for wagering on college sports, on college football, on his football. But a Texas judge granted Sorsby a preliminary injunction Monday that prevents, here's the issue, this is what the NCAA runs into all the time, a preliminary injunction that prevents the NCAA from punishing him for violating its rules on sports gambling. So the NCAA has rules in place. He broke the rules. The NCAA cannot punish him. Judge Ken Curry ruled that Sorsby's attorneys demonstrated that he will suffer a probable, imminent, and irreparable injury if he's unable to play for the Red Raiders in 2026, and enjoined the NCAA from prohibiting Sorsby from practicing or playing this fall. A lot of issues in this to break into, but you mean to tell me his attorneys are saying that he needs to play even though he broke the rules because he will suffer a probable, imminent, and irreparable injury. So if I break a rule because it might mess with my personal life after I break the rule, you are going to ignore the fact that I broke the rule and still let me go on participating in the thing that I went against. Sorsby was ruled ineligible by the NCAA after it discovered he had wagered approximately $90,000 on professional and college sports over 4 years, including 40 bets involving Indiana football when he was a freshman there in 2022. The NCAA denied Texas Tech's appeal for reinstatement Friday. All the things that are going on in college sports, all the things that have been put on this bill, the Protect College Sports Act, and this is the most obvious one. Above all of them, Michael, this is the most obvious rule that if you break it, you're done. Not transferring, not NIL, not conference realignment, not media money and media rights. This is the most obvious of rules that the NCAA cannot do anything about. This is the most obvious thing that should be put on any bill. And if this tells me anything, it tells me that that bill is not going anywhere. Because if you can't suspend or keep a player from playing your game that is gambling on your team, on your sport, when it is 100% against the rules to do so, but you can't do anything about it, then you can't do anything about anything. You cannot fight any kind of issue that plagues the NCAA. This is a sad, terrible day for college sports. Historic day, but a really sad day that leads me to believe there is no end in sight, that there is no quick fix. There is nothing that Congress can do. There is nothing the NCAA can do, because this is the most obvious one, Mike, that you should be able to fix.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of fluffy judge touchy-feely their way through this, but this is ridiculous. It's an open and shut case, and you made the wrong decision.
So if you break a company rule here, we can't fire you?
Nope.
Because it will cause you probable and imminent and irreparable injury? Is that what we're doing now?
I'm going to go start breaking rules.
This judge is... This is insane. This is absolutely insane. Is there any hooligan out there that disagrees with this? Because I haven't seen anything on the socials of anybody, even the most forgiving of gambling fan, anybody. Like, even the Pete Rose fans out there that were like, no, he should have been reinstated, he should have gotten to the Hall of Fame, all that stuff. I don't think anybody is on the side of Brendan Sorsby. This is bad for him. You talk about probable and imminent and irreparable injuries. Dude, the guy is going to be destroyed.
That's changing the definition of probable, imminent, and irreparable.
So stupid. He will be probably suspended for 2 games against Abilene Christian and Oregon State. But he'll be back in time for Houston.
I mean, those are two.
You think he'll bet against
teams?
Do you think he'll bet against Texas Tech in those games? Since he's not playing? This is awful, guys. This is and we just had the Alabama State story happen. Was that Friday? And I said, oh, this is the nail in the coffin for Brendan Sorsby. Guaranteed he's not going to be reinstated after this story. This is a terrible look. So now players can gamble on the sport, even though it's against the rules. And if they get caught, this is the precedent that good luck, because those Alabama State dudes, even though they didn't play last year, they have a case now. They should all be reinstated. According to this, you can't now kick a player out for gambling. So if you get caught gambling, you get suspended for a couple of games. This is the worst thing that could have happened to the NCAA today.
I hate to use the term activist judge, because that's used way too much. But this seems like the type of judge who's way too, mental health. Sorry, but you can't be an activist and a judge. You can't think that way. It's taking away everybody's responsibility to be a good, sober, sane, moral person.
There's so many issues with this, and it's not just directly involved with sports. You're using your mental health as a shield by saying, hey, I admitted it. Then I checked into whatever, Gamblers Anonymous rehab type of deal. So I'm clean. I should be able to play. No, you can be forgiven, and hopefully people find a way to forgive you and you go on in life and do stuff. But that doesn't mean you get to keep doing the thing that you broke the rules. The sport that you were in, you broke the rules. You should be done.
What does this do for the NBA?
Well, luckily, professional sports can still do whatever the hell they want. Although, you don't think there's attorneys out there that are looking at all? Again,
precedent has been set.
These players are already lawyered up. These coaches, Chauncey, all of them, they're already lawyered up. But if you're what's Michael Porter Jr.'s brother's name? Jontay Porter, who got kicked out of the NBA? You don't think that he's thinking of reopening this. Now, again, the NBA is, and this is why, another reason, they're contracted players. So when you sign your contracts, you adhere to the rules. When players, they're signing commitments. There's a difference. They get scholarships and such, but they're not contracts, so they're not as binding. If this doesn't tell you that the NCAA has to get to the point where these are employees, then I don't know what will. Because there's a lot of people that are back and forth on the idea that college athletes should actually be employees. Well, this is one of those reasons. If he was an employee, you broke our company rule, man. You are out. But you're a student athlete. You're protected by the student athlete thing. So because he's going to be embarrassed by this, and this is going to be a black scar on his life forever, we're just going to let him play college sports, even though that was against the rules. Faith says, good luck to him getting the respect of the locker room. That and everything. I mean, come on. Is there any Texas Tech fans out there that listen to this show? Are you cool with this? I mean, I get it. Does he make you a better football team? Sure. But you can't be cool with this, right? Like, this is absolutely terrible. So the NCAA is expected to appeal the ruling, but the timing of any formal judicial case could end up being after Texas Tech plays this season. That would make any formal legal ruling moot if it comes after the season, according to the report from ESPN. So they could still maybe win, but it's not going to be done anytime soon. Texas Tech is, what, we're 3 months away from their season opener, September 5th, at home against Abilene Christian. Here's what the NCAA said in a statement. The NCAA strongly disagrees with the court's ruling in Sorsby's case, and is deeply concerned about the damaging, far-reaching, and broadly destabilizing ramifications of this outcome, which undermines and corrupts the integrity of sports. The NCAA is committed to supporting student-athlete mental health, but must continue to aggressively defend against actions that defraud college athletics and threaten competitive integrity, such as betting on one's sport. The NCAA rules strictly prohibit athletes from wagering on sports, and athletes who bet on their own teams and schools face permanent bans. It's all there. Curry is a retired Tarrant County judge, found that Sorsby's attorneys demonstrated a probable right to the relief they're seeking for breach of contract, breach of duty of good faith and fair dealing, and breach of fiduciary duty in their case against the NCAA. So before you ask, a lot of people are like, where did Curry go to college? He does not hold any degrees from Texas Tech. So that's the one thing we kind of know about this. Sorsby will sit out, like I said, against non-conference opponents, Abilene Christian and Oregon State, as a condition of the preliminary injunction, and must continue counseling and treatment for his gambling and anxiety disorders. Yes, Michael. Right.
This ruling was in the 99th court in Lubbock County. What college is in Lubbock County?
It would be Texas Tech.
Texas Tech, yeah. Same thing as the Alabama judge. Are we sure this person shouldn't recuse themselves?
I thought that there already was a judge that recused himself. Am I remembering that wrong? I thought the first judge recused himself, and we didn't know why. And then this judge comes in, and all is good. Jeffrey Kessler is Sorsby's lead attorney. He told ESPN's Pete Thamel, it is a just result. Brendan gets to devote himself to his team and the education of athletes of the dangers of gambling addiction. What are the dangers? What are the ramifications of gambling? What is his story going to be? Do you think it would be better if he didn't get let in, and then he can go around the country telling you about the dangers of gambling? Or Does he get to go now and tell people about the dangers of gambling, but also say, yeah, but in the end, you know, it'll probably work out. Even if you screw up big time, you can still be let right back in, especially if you're in the NCAA. Jeffrey Kessler went on to say he will continue his treatment, miss two games, and there is no injury to the competitive integrity of the NCAA. What are we talking about here?
We either are talking about someone who's pro Texas Tech or someone who knows nothing about gambling or football.
And just to simply say it like that statement, just to say there is no injury to the competitive integrity of the NCAA. I mean, there is. We're all talking about it today. If you lose one potential gambler on college football, which you cannot tell me that you won't lose at least one potential gambler on college football or college sports in general, then yes, there was injury to the NCAA. You had the Alabama State story Friday, where we had four key players, three of their top scorers, but were contacted by bet placers, gave them $2,000 to throw a game against whoever it was, Mississippi State, and they were 6-point dogs and got smoked by like 20. You mean to tell me that if you're a gambling person, you're not thinking of that story, and now you're not thinking of Brendan Sorsby? And how many of the other players that we don't even know about might have gotten into some of this, and they're just allowed to play? That is now the precedent that you're setting. So you get to break the rule. If you're playing for any college sport right now, Michael Kirkpatrick is the starting quarterback. You bet on your team. The only ramification is that if you get caught, you might miss a couple of games. What are we doing here?
Just looked at it up. The judge went to Texas, not Texas Tech. So there's
right. I said that he didn't go to Texas Tech.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking at first. I had to look it up.
Well, I already answered your question, Michael. While you were looking up the answer, I was answering the question. It was a two-hour hearing in Lubbock County District Court. Kessler argued that the NCAA ignored its own rules by not considering Sorsby's well-being when it ruled him ineligible, describing his gambling history as a mental health issue that the NCAA is obligated to support and not punish. What are we talking about here? They're obligated to support you and not punish you. So we just go to the NCAA and we can do whatever the hell we want? They are out of their minds. Not they. This judge. And now this is allowed. Because now you can gamble. You just get a slap on the wrist for it. That's what we're being told today. And so you want to try to change the transfer rules? You want to try to tighten NIL stuff? You can't. Because you can't even suspend, you can't even kick a guy out for breaking one of the biggest no-nos in sports. You can't do it. If the NBA just allowed Jontay Porter to continue to play after he got accused of taking bets and betting and taking his unders and all that stuff, it would destroy the integrity of the sport. That is why Roger Goodell, if he gets whiff in the NFL that you're cheating the game somehow, you're out for a considerable amount of time. And we're going to argue it and say the NCAA not only shouldn't kick him out, they need to support him through this trial. John texting in, there is no way that Sorsby should be allowed to play. Do we have any idea on the number of dollars that he gambled over a period of time? $90,000, according to ESPN, on professional and college sports over 4 years, including 40 bets involving Indiana football, where he was a freshman. He was a freshman at Indiana and bet 40 times on the Hoosiers in 2002.
I don't care if he's gambling on the NFL. Don't care if he's gambling on the NFL. Don't care if he's gambling on Major League Baseball, but he gambled on his own team.
That's his, but that's also the rules. Like, you can't gamble.
Well, like, some gambling, I don't know why, if you go to a casino, go to a slot, and oh, I lost.
Yeah.
Lose on Texas Hold'em.
That's fine.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is, I just.
Can't bet on your own team.
The NCAA rules prohibit athletes from wagering on sports. And athletes who bet on their own teams and schools face permanent bans. So there's already a rule in place that says you can't bet on any sports. So you'd probably get suspended or something like that. But if you bet on your own team and or school, like your basketball team, even if you're a football player, you could face permanent bans. This is a guy that came out and admitted that he had a gambling problem and that he was going to get help for it, and that they found, whether he admitted or not, they found he had gambled on his own team 40 different times. If the NCAA cannot punish people for that, then they cannot punish anybody for anything. This is a really bad day for the NCAA. How do you think the senators feel about this, Senator Cruz and Senator Cantwell, as they're trying to push this Protect College Sports Act? If I'm the SEC and the Big Ten, even though they've been against this thing, I think that I'm on their side. And I know they met with them and everything. They're going to be meeting with them individually. This is colossal for the NCAA. So if I'm the SEC and the Big Ten, I'm sitting down with those senators saying, all right, here's our deals. We are getting crushed today. We have to fix some of these, but we need you now more than ever to fix this. Because if gambling on your own sport is allowed and only given, and you're only given a slap on the wrist, it will destroy this game faster than NIL or transfer portals or anything like super leagues. It will destroy this game faster than any of those things combined.
To parallel this to like the average human being, let's pretend I drive. I get drunk. I drive. I hit someone, kill them. I'm going to get a slap on the wrist.
If you take the sports world and compare it to real life, which is a dangerous game, but I get where you're going.
It's like he caused harm, in my opinion. By gambling, you have the ability to...
Insider trading. You have all of the information that you and I do not have. This is why I've always argued that I almost think it should be, even in professional sports, like if you're a professional athlete, you can't bet on professional or college sports. And I know there's a lot of people disagree with me on that, and I'm open for that discussion. I'm just saying a lot of these guys are friends. LeBron James is friends with a lot of NFL players. He has information that you and I can't get. You know, he probably has a lot of cell phone numbers of football players where it would take an easy text to say, hey, Billy Bob playing tonight? Nah, man, he's out. We're all worried about it. Great. I'm locking in the other bet. Like, I get that could potentially could happen to anybody. But professionals with money typically know and hang out at the same places as other professionals with money. Smitty texting, and the NCAA is and has been a neutered cat for decades. This situation is begging for government intervention. And I know you're against the government overreach, Mike, but this tells me everything I need to know. The NCAA can't fix this on their own. Whether or not it was because they kicked the can down the road on a bunch of other things, that's all like beside the point now, because they never kicked the can down the road when it came to gambling. That was always against the rules. And they can't enforce that rule because it will mess with your mentals. Boy, how screwed is the NCAA? Seriously. I know we're talking about it. It's freak out mode. But doesn't this signal the beginning of the true end for the NCAA? If the NBA wasn't allowed to suspend or kick out players that were gambling, it would screw them over too. Same with the NFL.
They're licking their chops right now going, ooh, maybe I can get back into the NBA.
But they probably can't because they're employees and they broke the company rule. But these aren't companies. These are schools. Public colleges. You have to make them employees, Mike. You have to.
I wonder if this controversy becomes so big, people stop watching college football.
This is
like
one
10
of
years
those.
Down the road. 10 years, it'll be fine. Maybe this upcoming season could be an issue. But maybe 10 years down the road, if this isn't fixed by someone smarter than me.
It doesn't need to be someone smarter than you, Mike. Stop breaking the law. Like, that's this isn't a 100-plus page bill from Congress. This is black and white. Do not gamble on sports, especially your own school. You do it, you could be out. Today, they said, not necessarily. Derb's texting, and this is crazy. This does way too much damage to the NCAA, and they don't care at all. Somebody has to be an overseeing body, hold schools and athletes accountable. This will crash college sports faster than any other pressing issue now. Yeah, exactly. And this is why you can argue that Nick Saban is not the right guy for this. You can argue that he shouldn't be the one speaking about all of this because he enjoyed so much of what is wrong with college sports. You could argue that. I don't care. You got to get somebody that actually has power deemed by Congress and the NCAA that can actually do something. If this was the NFL, that guy would be done. Roger Goodell would act swiftly. I don't care if it's Patrick Mahomes or not. And in the NBA's case, they'd probably just tell you to go play baseball for 2 years. That's not necessarily proven, but it is what it is.
You know,
we said it.
Maybe we can go back in time and give UNC that official entry into March Madness.
How are we going to tell BJ Hill, who I have a good relationship with the guy. I like the guy. He got kicked out for what, 10 years of college sports for, in a roundabout way, doing some schoolwork for his student athletes? How are we going to tell that guy he can't coach basketball?
I mean, those student athletes, they had some mental health issues.
Or he did. Yeah, maybe he was supporting them. Coach, I can't handle all of this right now. How are we going to tell anybody, aside from like murdering someone, that you're breaking laws and we can kick you out for it? How are we going to vacate a March Madness entrance by the UNC Bears basketball team that year, whatever year that was, 2011 maybe, 10? How are we going to do that when we're allowing a player that was gambling on his own team 40 times? John texting, and people that sell investment items and 401k retirement instruments can invest in certain stocks. That's been a rule for years. Can't invest in certain stocks. That's been a rule for years. Yeah. That's why gambling is so tight when it comes to athletes, of what you can do and what you can't do. I mean, the NFL flat out said, hey, if you're going to gamble on sports outside of football, you can't gamble on the NFL. 100%, you can't. You can't play fantasy football either. But if you are going to gamble on the NBA or the NCAA, you can't do it on our facility. You can't do it when you're on our team plane or bus or at one of our hotels that we're paying for. Like, you cannot gamble on the NFL. But if you gamble on anything else, you do not do it on our dime. And the NCAA can't do any of that, Mike. This has been the problem for years now. We keep hearing coaches come out and say, we are asked to follow similar rules as to what professional leagues do without the guardrails that professional leagues have. And today screams that louder than anything else has. And if you cannot punish players for this, you have no hope fixing any of the other issues. This is why on my Whole Minute Friday, Mike, I said, this bill, there's too much in it. There's too many things. There's too many things they're trying to fix. And that's going to be a difficult task if you're trying to take it all on with one bill. You need to focus on the top two or three things that are really affecting college sports and go from there. Now, number one priority, fixing this. If not allowing a player that gambles on their sport to continue to play. Sad day for the NCAA. 34 minutes after the hour. We'll get into that. We'll get into some SEC Big Ten stuff too. The Rockies dropped all three of those games. against Milwaukee when it sure looked like they had opportunities. They were up 3-1 going in the ninth, and I think they lost game one to Milwaukee 9-7, Michael. Over bettors, speaking of betting, were probably sweating pretty good until extra innings showed up. 35 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. We're just getting started here on a Monday. We'll be right back.
The Greeley Stampede is almost here. And KFKA has you covered. Here's stories, rodeo coverage, and win some tickets on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally. Like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Miles McClarty, safety for the UNC Bears, and you're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I guess that's how we start the week, Mike. Crazy story like this. I've been passionate about these issues in the NCAA. I did see Tim Brando. Tim Brando, Fox Sports guy. Tim Brando. You know Tim Brando. He writes, once again, proof in the current system, the NCAA is a toothless organization. But then he goes, I'm actually okay with Sorsby getting to play this season, particularly since he recognized his problem and sought help. I also see why, blah, blah, blah. Mike, just because you recognize that you have a problem doesn't mean that everything just goes back to being A-OK. We talked about this 2 weeks ago. If you recognize that you have a drinking problem, you probably shouldn't go to pubs and breweries and such. And if you continue to do so, then you're not really recognizing that you have a problem. So I just tweeted this one out, Mike. Here's the quote from ESPN, Pete Thamel. Brendan gets to devote himself to his team and the education of athletes on the damage of gambling addiction. And I wrote, how's that going to hit? Sure, gambling is bad and I got caught and it's really dangerous, but if you say it's a mental health issue, no harm done. So really, it's not that dangerous. I mean, that's what you just taught an entire nation today. If you screw up, blame it on mental health, and it gets washed away because the company or the college or whatever is going to be accused of not helping you. Not only can they not kick you out, but they're not helping you. My gosh. I'm heated, Mike. Not at you for the first time in a while. How about that?
This reminds me of a case in Texas like 10 years ago or something where a kid got drunk, drove, and killed four people. Four people died, and he got a light sentence because the judge listened to some mental health expert saying, oh, he has affluenza because he grew up rich. Sorry, he killed people, and he got a light sentence?
Yeah, listen, man, I mental health is such an important issue, like, discussion. I think there needs to be even more of it. I think we need, as a society, have to have those conversations and get people the help they really need. But this also is a slap in the face to those who actually... I'm not saying that an addiction isn't some kind of a mental health issue, Michael, but there are tiers. There are mental health issues that people... My brother dealt with this, and he's no longer with us, that needed desperate... And you mean to tell me what my brother was going through is the same as... A Division I athlete that's gambling on sports for fun and then got addicted to it? You mean to tell me what he went through is in the same field? Not to say that any kind of mental health issue, like addiction, isn't important, but you're telling a lot of people like me that it's viewed the same kind of way?
Oof. Yeah, this is bad. This is really
Yikes.
Bad.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people who have even more serious mental health issues. And now they're going to be saying, hey, you know, I have mental health issues. Let me out of jail.
It dilutes it, man. It now when people say that and they really have hard mental health issues, a nation looks at the Sorsby thing and says, oh, what are you, Brendan Sorsby? And now you belittle it. This is a bad look, Mike. 42 minutes after the hour. Michael, I am so done with this freaking Dirty 30 thing. I'm over it. Remind me not to do this next year.
Do it next year.
No. I'm like, it's not cool anymore. I'm getting a pretty full beard. I can grow a pretty good beard. We've proven that.
Quality beard.
But it's getting out of control. I can't stop messing with it. My hair is doing weird stuff. I'm over it. And the damn Rockies, this is a mistake. It's making me hate the Rockies.
You know what? You need the Rockies to win those six games.
Yeah,
but
yes.
I'm just going to say this now. Don't cut it early like Tanner probably will.
No, I don't. I think he's in. I think we're both in. I mean, we're six games away. We're right there, Michael. But now I'm like, what do you got? You're off today, so that's another day loss. That's a loss. You essentially, in a Dirty 30 bet, hate to even say bet now, Dirty 30 contest, you know, every game they don't play is just a loss. So they lose today. Today is a loss. And now they have the Cubs coming up. So good luck there. Good luck getting those wins. I thought maybe they'd get one of these. 24-42. Man, it gets away from you fast, doesn't it? Life comes at you fast, Mike. 43 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Steve Fairchild at FairchildQBTraining.com, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, I just want to thank all of our listeners for something, Mike. Jerry Schimmel just texted me. We were promoting his race and the wonderful coffee shop in Longmont. He just shot me a text and said, not only have we received so many donations, we are getting listeners in daily that visit the coffee shop because of hearing everything that Jerry was a part of that day and hearing all of it on the station. Man, that right there, just the power of radio can be, and you guys just listen to us and that's great and all this, but the listeners that actually go out and support the businesses that we're talking about here, especially someone as important as that business and so many of these wonderful nonprofits that work with us too, that's not only what keeps us in business, but that's what keeps them in business. So man, whew, listeners, you guys are just freaking awesome.
You guys stepped up.
Stepped up.
Stepped up to the challenge.
Stepped up to the challenge, Mike.
Now it's Jerry's job to step up to the challenge.
Let's go, Jerry.
I remember when his bike race is.
Did he say the 16th? Is that when he is it the 16th when his race is?
Don't know.
His race across the West? Man, good luck to Jerry.
Yeah, especially like he's going through some like really hot climates, and then he's going to go through a really cold climate.
Eastside Chris texting in on the First Advantage text line. I tried to give you and Tanner a break. You guys take a team on Rockies Day, 50-50 for a win. Brian shot it down quickly. Too much math involved. Yeah. That's too Adam Silvery there, Eastside Chris. We're trying to overcomplicate it. Hey, I appreciate the gesture. I wish I could pick a team that's really good to get a win on off days and just help us get there. But rules is rules, Mike, as they say. Hey, guess what? I got a pair of tickets. Thanks to Interior Sprinkler Systems, I'm going to give these away right now to the Greeley Stampede. Extreme Bulls for Wednesday, June 24th at 7 o'clock. This is one of the big shows. This is one of the biggest events at the Greeley Stampede. Extreme Bulls, we're going to go caller number 10 on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. Caller number 10. You're going to get a pair of tickets to go see Extreme Bulls at the Greeley Stampede Wednesday, June 24th. 51 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show. We'll wrap up hour number one. We got a lot of other top stories going on. How about a game three tonight between the Knicks and the Spurs? Do the Spurs have a shot? We'll get to it coming up next. We'll be right back.
Want a free gift for Dad this Father's Day? Make sure he subscribes to the best podcasts in the state. Find KFK Podcasts at Apple, Spotify, or 1310KFK.com. We are Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Hey everybody, Steve Smiley, head men's basketball coach at the University of Northern Colorado, and you are listening to the whole show on KFKA.
All right, coming up in the next hour, we'll get into top stories of the day. Kyle Freeland, what are your thoughts on Kyle Freeland? He just pitched over 1,313 innings, major league innings, all in a Rockies uniform. He surpassed Aaron Cook for the franchise record. Where does Kyle Freeland fit in everything? Because obviously he struggled this year, but do you consider him one of the best, if not the best pitchers?
I think your beard considers him not a great pitcher.
Right. Look at my face and tell me. Yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll get into some of this later on in the show. Also, a big guest going to the game tonight. Has a lot of controversy surrounding it around the Knicks-Spurs game. We'll get into some of that as well. And updates from Broncos training camp and on the whole Jonathan Cooper thing. That story kind of got weird, but sounds like there's not much going. I don't know. We'll get to it. Keep it here on the whole show, powered by Mosquito Joe and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.